Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, August 12th, 2025, and we have a great mix of retail headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. New Once Upon a Child celebrates grand opening in Missoula, MT. Once Upon a Child, the leading children's clothing and accessories retail resale concept, is celebrating the grand opening of its Missoula location on August 14, 2025. The brand offers local parents a sustainable shopping resource by selling gently used children's clothing, shoes, toys, accessories, and equipment at affordable prices. Local entrepreneur Desiree Dillavoux, the owner, aims to provide Missoula families with convenient and affordable options. The grand opening event from August 14 to 17 will feature special promotions, raffle drawings, and appearances by comic heroes and Disney princesses. Once Upon a Child's unique retail resale concept allows families to buy necessities at great values and sell their gently used items for cash on the spot. For more information, visit onceuponachild.com.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, expands retail footprint into Oregon and Arkansas. Massimo Group, trading on NASDAQ under the symbol MAMO, has expanded its retail footprint into Oregon and Arkansas through its subsidiary, Massimo Motor. By securing licensing with partners, the company is set to launch sales in over 100 big box retail locations, with products expected to hit shelves in early September. This strategic move is projected to increase holiday season sales, following enhancements in strategic sourcing and logistics. These improvements include expanded factory partnerships in Vietnam to improve lead times, product flow, and operational flexibility to meet seasonal demand. Massimo Group is a manufacturer and distributor of power sports products, offering UTVs, ATVs, and minibikes for outdoor adventure enthusiasts. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Joy of Wine Company launches Compliance Vine wine compliance software, cutting DTC compliance costs by 95%, saving retailers $150,000 annually. Joy of Wine Company has launched Compliance Vine, a compliance automation platform for DTC wine shippers on various marketplaces, saving retailers over $150,000 annually. Founder Christopher Anderson stated that Compliance Vine eliminates the burden of state-by-state compliance, offering true compliance joy. Retailers using Compliance Vine have seen significant cost savings, with some reducing compliance expenses by over $170,000 annually. The software provides audit-ready reporting, saves 30 to 40 hours monthly, and works offline in low-connectivity areas. This innovative tool aims to simplify and automate compliance for modern wine retailers, turning compliance from a cost center to a competitive edge.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.